Good morning. Thank you for listening to the Up and Running Morning Show, The Grateful Dead with Big Railroad Blues. Joining us in the studio is our friend Gus. Good morning, Gus.
Good morning.
How are you today?
It's a beautiful day. It's not too hot.
No.
Your weather report is not too cool.
No. And, well, you know, there's interesting anomalies with the weather. Anything could happen. And we're going to talk about the 30th anniversary of the Woodstock 94 Festival, which took place on the Winston Farm in Saugerties. And what would you like to tell the folks about it?
Well, a couple of things that we were real leery that we would end up with another 300,000 people coming to the thing. So we decided to
You mean for this year?
For this year.
In August.
In August.
Saugerties.
So we decided instead of having one great, wonderful event that everybody would come and the fences coming down again, et cetera, we would have it on multiple events throughout the month. So if you end up wanting to come and celebrate with us, there's an all sorts of things that you can come for a day, a show, a here or there throughout the month.
Now, when do they kick off?
Actually, they kicked off in the beginning of July when I gave a presentation on the history of Woodstock and the festivals, et cetera, et cetera. Mm. But the first big one is this Saturday on August 3rd at Cantine Field.
Tell the folks what's going on there. Now, this is a free event.
I'm going to say almost every event on this that we're going to talk about today, with two exceptions, are free. So you can come here and enjoy it. But at Cantine Field, which is in the heart of Saugerties, there'll be eight bands playing starting from 2 o'clock to 9 o'clock. And all of these bands will have some sort of style associated with Woodstock 94.
Okay.
There'll also be a bunch of food trucks, so you have all sorts of places to eat and enjoy the concert, and all sorts of other booths and activities associated with Woodstock 94.
That's super cool. And also the same day, there's a photo exhibition featuring the works of Nancy Donskoj at a new gallery, which is part of Jane Street Art Center?
That's true.
The sketchbook.
Needless to say, it's on Jane Street.
Okay.
Which is just off of Partition, if you know Saugerties.
Mm. Yeah, well, this is a very cool event. And Woodstock 94 was an amazing event, which brought people from all over the world to Saugerties. And you want to tell the folks about how significant of an event it was?
Well, the point is that we're all familiar with Woodstock 69, which was originally supposed to be in Saugerties 2. But the that turned out to be not quite working. Peter Lang's crew could not convince the owners at the time that they would actually get paid. So then they immediately found a new place in Wallkill, New York, where the Aquarian Festival was to be held.
Mm.
But in an interview I had with Professor Louis, I found out that in reality, prior to the 69 one, there was one series called Sound Out, located not quite.
Saugerstock.
Well,
is what we
that's
call
kind
it.
Of the interesting thing about it. Somebody named Pan Copeland decided she wanted to, along with a few other people, things. So, but they couldn't get approval to do it in Woodstock, so they did it on her farm, which was the Peter Pan Farm, which is now today the Woodstock School, Woodstock.
Mm.
Oh, Woodstock Kids School.
Oh, the children's school.
Yeah.
The day school.
Woodstock Day School.
Yeah.
And so then they ended up there. And that, too, by the way, is also located in Saugerties.
Mm.
And eventually, so then they decided to wanted to have it. Woodstock wouldn't allow them. Pan Am was not large enough. Yeah. So they went to Woodstock. Then they went to Wood. And then they lost the ability to have it in Wallkill on July 15th. A month before it was supposed to happen. So that's when Yazgud came along and saved the day, and they had it at his farm.
Good old Max.
Yes.
And what an incredible event that was in 1969. And to celebrate it, they got the original folks who put on the 69 festival, Michael Lang and what's the dude's name? Mr. Cornfield?
Artie Cornfield.
Yes. And they had a vision to do this again 30 years later. And it was quite an event.
This time they convinced the town of Saugerties to actually have it in Saugerties.
And it was on the Winston Farm.
Same place as it was originally supposed to be.
Ah, well, there was a big field at the time, and I remember it took quite some time to get some infrastructure in there, like roads, and then get the stages, and you mentioned lots of water in.
You want to know some interesting facts about that?
Please, tell everyone.
Well, they decided to have it on Instant Farm, and in the process of doing this research, I interviewed a lot of people who were involved in it, either attendees or people who actually planned it and executed. And there was this one, they needed a lot of water. And so they built these two 1 million gallons tanks of water for the purpose of showers and facilities such as that.
Wow.
Well, they put these valves in funny places. And to access various places, water supplies. And they remembered that 69, there was a little mud there, and that turned out to be a very good quality of it. So they decided that they would
augment.
You mean
the quality of the festival was the mud?
Well, so they augmented the possibility with additional mud. Now, granted, it did rain on Saturday and Saturday night, but they added some things
to it. So are you telling me that water was released in certain places?
I am not telling you anything such as that intentionally. But the situation does make it, and there is all sorts of photographs of people thing. Mike Stock is one of the people who are involved in putting it together. And, by the way, these interviews are available on the web at the Saugerties Chamber of Commerce's website. There's a link to there. But they there was nothing but really very good, wonderful things said by attendees in the 94 one.
As you said to me earlier, it was a life-changing event for some people.
Well, okay, that's a cue to tell you the story about
this. You get this?
Yeah. Okay, well, I got to tell you about Mike Stock and the and this. There's all of these people sliding down the mud, and they're having a devil of a time. They're singing the praises and wonderful thing. And there's this lady watching, and she's in a wheelchair. And she's watching all of these guys and gals sliding down the thing. And she walks, and one of them asks her, "You want to do one of these?" And she says, "Yes." And so they pick her up out of the wheelchair. They pull, and they're very cautious about it. "Don't worry about it. We'll hold you. We'll take you there." And the four of them held her down, and she slid down the thing.
Wow.
I only wish she had photographs of that in the
photo.
Eventually, at the bottom of the hill, she said, "Can we do it again?" Now,
as an attendee there, I was both shocked and enjoyed it, and, well, just could not believe the enthusiasm of some of the attendees for going headfirst, belly dive into the mud and sliding.
Well, there was you alluded to the other fellow, a guy from, it was a kid 13 years old, who came from Saugerties along with his 19-year-old sister. Mm. And they were there, and immediately, you know, what 19-year-old girl wants to keep track of her 13-year-old kid brother? Mm. Well, it wouldn't take long from the time their arrival got there that somehow they got separated. So he wandered the film for a couple of days by himself and made it through, but was inspired by the music and the guitar playing and wow. whatever, and watched all of the guitar players. Now, mind you, he's 13 years old, so he's not, and he just got infused with the guitar playing. So he decided to learn how to play the guitar, and then he proceeded to start his own band. Now, he's not a professional guitar player, but he does do gigs and whatever. And on the night that I interviewed him, he was opening for at the Rock the Casbah as the band.
Oh, cool.
All because of 94.
So he caught the bug
mm-hmm.
and learned, taught himself how to play guitar, and eventually found himself on the stage, and you were able to see and talk to him about the whole experience.
I also filmed him while
cool.
I was on the stage in Saugerties.
Oh, cool. Really?
Yeah.
Nice. And tell us some other highlights that are happening after Saturday with the Woodstock 94
on the 12th,
Remembered.
You're familiar with Professor Louis and the Chromatics.
Who?
Professor Louis.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yes.
We know him.
And, well, he's going to be performing at the Orpheum Theater in Saugerties.
Oh, great.
Along with Toby Carey made a wonderful video, and I was not too keen on it, thinking it would be nothing, but I've seen a copy of it recently. I thought it would be just bands playing again. No, no, no. This is quite interesting. It talks about the background, the people who attended, how it was put together, a lot of information about it.
Wow. That's so cool.
And that's one of the two paid events. That's at the Orpheum Theater at 6 o'clock on the 12th of August.
Okay. And then the other paid event.
The other paid event. Are you Paul Luke Band?
We love Paul Luke.
Well,
roots in Saugerties for 30 plus years. He's a local legend.
He was actually the original 94 was supposed to be 2 days long. Mm. That's why it says two more days of peace and love. But ticket sales weren't going too good in July, so they bumped it up to 3 days. But they needed a whole bunch of local bands to fill in and whatever. So they got a lot of local bands, and that's when they got the Paul Luke Band.
How cool!
And so that one is going to be at Opus 40.
And that is with Joey Eppard, who was in the band Three, and Three was also part of the Woodstock 94 stage, and they were on the stage at Woodstock 94, and I remember very clearly at the time they had cameras following them around wherever they went, and that was part of the documentary that was being planned, this band from Woodstock and then being on the big stage. Well, I don't know what happened, but that never materialized. And there's a lot of footage sitting around somewhere. And, well, Joey Eppard was in the band Three that all this hubbub was about. And Joey's part of the bill with the Paul Luke Band.
Yes. Are you familiar with Ronnie Cantyne?
Rennie, yes.
Rennie Cantyne.
Yes.
Do you know that last name is the same one as Cantyne Field?
Hmm.
And that's also the Cantyne Paper Mill in the Saugerties, which was a major employer. His grandfather started that one.
Mm.
So that runs in the family also.
And wow, that's incredible, the connection.
There's also something called the Partition located on, you'll never guess what street.
You mean Partition Street?
Oh, what a concept. Yes, that's their place. Well, they have a big outdoor area where fountains and open bands, and it's a great unusual place to see acts and whatever.
Mm, yeah.
Well, all during the week of the 13th to, I guess it's the 7th, 20th, will be acts in the evening and some question and answers, and people, and Rennie will actually be there talking.
Cool.
And along with some other people connecting.
You can't miss this event. August 13th and 14th are tie-dye days, and everyone is asked to dress in a tie-dye while roaming around the village. You'll get discounts at restaurants and bars where the sign "Tie-dye is welcomed here" appear, and it's free to party and free to wear a tie-dye and walk around.
And you can get something for it by like a what? Discount. Discounts and places and stuff like that. You can also buy one of our Remember 94 t-shirts, tie-dye t-shirts.
Cool. Where can you get one of those?
Well, you can get it at Town and Country Liquors, which is another person I interviewed.
Nice.
Peggy Schwartz.
So we can visit Peggy. We can pick up a t-shirt and wear it around for the event.
You probably get enough discounts to cover the price of the t-shirt.
Nice. We love that. Now, there's also some other events that are happening throughout the town. On August 24th and 25th, the Hope Rocks Festival at Cantine Field is free, and events roll on into September. So we're really looking forward to Woodstock 94 Remembered, and it seems like yesterday to me. And, well, going home, I still on my porch had my Woodstock 94 mud-encrusted shoes that I thought would be, like, something special because the event was special to me. And we started out watching it on a pay-per-view, and then I was in Woodstock at the time and said, could you imagine? This is going on 9 miles from where we are. Why are we sitting here? And we just turned it up louder. Well, 4 or 5 hours later, and the keg that we had being drank more than it started, we got in cars and we rolled down the road. And, well, we got in for free.
Well, I was a kind of, I actually live and currently do live across the street. And while we were sitting on our deck outside, the music was louder from the thing than it was from the radio in our kitchen. So we decided the same thing as you. We walked down to the down 32, a couple of hundred yards, and we too got in.
Yeah, we had to park kind of, you know, it was a hike, but. So what?
Do you want to know about the parking? One of the interesting things they learned an awful lot, Michael Lang and his crew,
yeah,
about 94, that, well, they made learned on 69 that they would not make the same mistakes that they did. A lot of times in 69, acts couldn't get to the show in time because the 17 was closed. So they said they made provisions for minimum number of cars. So if you bought a ticket, you bought 4 tickets at $135 a piece. Mm. And with that, you got one parking thing. And they wanted you to park great distances away, and you would be bused to the Winston Farm. Some of these parking lots were in Poughkeepsie and Catskill, and as far away as Albany. So if you came from Boston and up Vermont and New Hampshire, you ended up parking in Albany, and you would be bused down. Wow. And they had buses running 24 hours a day doing this thing, and they rented 800 buses to do this particular route or whatever for the weekend.
The expenses must have been astronomical, and then that's why people who were there know that water, besides the million gallons that they had, cost $5 a bottle when it should be $1. But that was back in the day, and everyone complained about the price of water and Pepsi. But that's a whole nother story. Gus, thank you so much for being here. We could probably talk about this forever, but we can't. So this concludes little section.
Thank you very much.
And folks, check out Saugerties. How can people get further information on every event,
Okay,
Gus?
Go to the easiest one is discoversaugerties.com. There's a link there to the Woodstock anniversary celebration in Saugerties, to all sorts of activities, links, and all of the interviews that I did.
All right. Well, thank you so much, and have a great day, Gus, and all the best with your celebration of Woodstock 94 throughout Saugerties.
Thank you.
You're welcome. This is the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. We'll be right back with music after this.
It's time for the annual Sharon on the Green Arts and Crafts Fair.